Runoff from farms, ranches, golf courses, and lawns often contains nitrogen and phosphorus. Researchers have long thought that the nutrients boost algae growth in ponds and lakes and are part of the reason that more frogs are being harmed. Now, a study done in experimental ponds at the Trout Lake Research Station in northern Wisconsin has shown that the eutrophication boosts the numbers of a snail species that hosts parasites. The snails release the parasites, called trematodes, into the water by the thousands, where they affect the developing limbs of tadpoles that later become frogs. University of Colorado Assistant Professor Peter Johnson is the lead author of the study. He hopes farmers and others cut back on their use of fertilizer.
Certainly in some cases, fertilizers are likely overapplied, and a lot of the excess fertilizer therefore runs off into freshwater habitats, where it's really not doing the farmers or the livestock necessarily much good.
Johnson acknowledges the study does not account for how birds that eat the frogs may move around the parasites. UW-Madison zoology professor Stephen Carpenter co-authored the study. He concedes there are other potential causes of frog deformities and population declines.
Nevertheless, this new research shows very clearly the mechanism of decline related to eutrophication. So this experiment connects the dots between eutrophication and amphibian deformities.
The study has just been published in the online version of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.